Welcome to the WCHL Community Forum, presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development and Durham Technical Community College. Our monthly forum features Chapel Borough's elected officials and community leaders debating topics affecting our community and you. The discussion is sponsored by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to business and for business. More at opentobusiness.biz and by Durham Technical Community College, Durham and Orange County campuses. Do great things. The WCHL Community Forum begins now.
Welcome into the 2017 WCHL Community Forum for the month of May, and we are talking transit this month, Orange County Transit connecting our region. And of course, a lot of discussion has been centered on the light rail project that would connect Orange and Durham counties, and we have got some of the people that have been most involved in that process and ultimately some of the decision makers here as well with us today. Ed Harrison from the Chapel Hill Town Council, Mark Markopoulos and Renee Price, both Orange County Commissioners, and Brian Litchfield with Chapel Hill Transit. So let's go around the room and specifically for those that have been casting the votes on this, what made you comfortable or uncomfortable with this overall transit plan? Commissioner Markopoulos, the 5-2 vote, you were one of the five. Commissioner Price, you were one of the two. So let's go around the room again, beginning with Councilman Harrison.
There were two things voted on each time, one being one place, both the Durham and Orange transit plans, which meshed together well. And then the cost share agreement, which was made between Orange County and Durham County and Go Triangle, really much, much more between Orange County and Durham County. And I stayed in a lot of touch with Commissioner Barry Jacobs, who's an old friend of mine, and with Commissioner Ellen Reckow in Durham County, just the ones I knew best, and wouldn't tell the other what one was saying to get what they were saying. And it went through 40 versions. And some people may not be looking at the final version, I think, in some cases. 40 version. By the end, I think Orange County came out quite well. The next step, which we didn't really want to talk about then, but the next step will be an implementation agreement, as there was after the 2012 agreement. And it sounds like there could be a more formal participation by Chapel Hill officials, both elected and not, in that process. And there was, 5 years ago, there was participation, but it was kind of pushing ourselves in because that was the way it was set up. And we don't know if we're going to be a signatory, but just we're entering, you know, with that hope. And that could really flesh out the details, particularly in what Brian is going to have to be there for, figuring out what we do with what are called the bus hours, the bus dividend hours particularly. Let me just I'm trying to use acronyms. If I said MPO, it's Metropolitan Planning Organization. BRT is Bus Rapid Transit. I want to put emphasis on the rapid. It is not ordinary bus transit. It's in the road, but it changes the road drastically. And it's quite a challenge to figure out how we're going to work that out in the Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard corridor, but we're going for it anyway.
Commissioner Markopoulos.
So in 2012, when this was on the ballot, there was a referendum to dedicate a quarter-cent sales tax for this transit plan. 60% of the voters endorsed it, and I was one of them. And At that time, I generally understood the environmental benefits, the social justice benefits, and the importance of fixed guideway mass transit that would be there for years to come. And I, you know, paid attention to it as a citizen all those years, and then suddenly I found myself in the position where I was going to have to cast an important vote on the cost share agreement, and I realized I better get to work and really get down into the details, which I did. And I met with opponents and questioned my assumptions about the project, and went through the whole consideration of would bus rapid transit supplant the light rail, would driverless cars and other autonomous vehicles mean that we don't need this? And why was the route where it is planned, right? And I finally realized that it was a great project in the right place. And then the financial aspect of it really caught my attention. And I can say, if we had voted 3 or 4 weeks before we did, I would not have supported the project. It, at that time, the financial model was putting Orange County at risk, and there was a lot of really admirable work done with between the Orange County representatives and the Durham County representatives. Barry Jacobs and Mark Dorson represented Orange County in negotiating a lower cost share. And then finally, there's wording in the agreement that says that Orange County is not on the hook for anything more than that quarter cent sales tax. And that was one of the ongoing themes in all the meetings, right?
Half cent.
So that was one of the ongoing themes in the meetings. People were saying, you're mortgaging the future. You're taking money from all these other important services. And that's just not what the agreement reads. And so finally, there was a model that would work, and I voted for it, and I'm confident that we are protected.
Commissioner Price.
Well, I think you invited me here because I'm the one person in the room that voted against it.
I didn't vote.
Oh, you didn't vote. Okay, you didn't vote. Well, you know, I am all for mass transit, coming from an urban environment, born and raised in it, and lived in, you know, major cities like New York City. It's pretty major. And I was supportive of the, you know, comprehensively the plan to have bus service, particularly to the rural areas and some of our communities that haven't been served. The Amtrak station in Hillsboro, which would provide, you know, I think, economic development for that part of the county. And then the light rail, and I always questioned that. I really did, for the cost and the benefits to the county overall. So from a planning and design aspect, I think that it's limited for Orange County's sake. I mean, for Durham, I think the route is good and the benefits are good. But I always question the economic development piece of it. You know, where it was placed in the design. You know, how much are we really going to get from it, and what will it do to the environment? My understanding is that it's going, you know, looking at the plan, unless I'm wrong, that it's going to go through some natural areas, and why we couldn't use already built thoroughfares to put the rail lines. And then from a social justice standpoint, I would argue against what Mark has said, because the trains do not serve our transit-dependent populations. They would have to take a bus to get to the train. It was rather insulting, you know, for some people when the stop to North Carolina Central University was done at the last minute. You know, people saw what that was. You know, at the last minute, they wanted more support, throwing, okay, we'll, you know, put a stop in at Central. But when I look at the communities that really need transit that aren't getting it now, and the light rail just doesn't support it. The other thing, too, is that as we got more into the details of the cost share and of the amount of money that was being put towards it, a lot of people came forward, not just from the 40% that didn't vote for it in the first place, but people that did vote for it. I mean, I voted for the plan initially. On the ballot, more so because I wanted to have buses. I wanted people to be able to get to jobs, to get to services that they need that they weren't getting. But even people from Chapel Hill and Carrboro were saying that the cost was too much, that it was too much risk involved. And even when we talked to our financial consultants, they pointed out some of the risk. Now, I will say that, you know, the cost share agreement is better than what, you know, when it started. Of course, I didn't have, you know, I wasn't at the MPO meetings, and I didn't have any other discussions with anybody that was in those meetings. So whatever we got at the BOCC meetings, the Board of County Commission meetings, is what I knew. So I understand that there was some conversation amongst other members, but I wasn't party to that. So those were my reasons for voting against it. And I must say that I also felt, even if I was in favor of it, lock, stock, and barrel, when so many people see, I see myself as a representative, and when so many people came out against it, I figured their voices had to be heard. So I was more representing the voices of other people in Orange County more so than myself.
Ed, here is why you, particularly in the case of Chapel Hill, you don't put this in just any major roadway. And a lot of it is this principle that Chapel Hill has that we expressed again Monday night back to the Metropolitan Planning Organization, the MPO, and to the state, is we don't just go ahead and add lanes or add major reconstructions to a road. The Super Street by Irwin Road, which I like okay because it took trucks out of my neighborhood, which was important to us, is now being proposed by NC Department of Transportation as applied to all of 15501 from I-40 to South Columbia Street, southwest corner of the campus, mm-hmm. all of NC 54 from 15501 all along Raleigh Road, all the way out to I-40 that way, the whole thing. That one we knew about starting 5 years ago that was proposed. And it isn't really dealing with spot issues. But anyway, that's a lot of changes to roads. What the light rail line does and what makes it so expensive is that to avoid affecting the roads as much as it could and keeping those roads at the same size they are, it has to go up above them. Mm-hmm. It has to be bridged for miles and miles and miles and miles. In some places, it isn't. And that, in some cases, that's been the reason. One very vocal area of opposition, one particularly vocal opponent, is because it wasn't elevated there at their little street. It's not elevated in my neighborhood either. We'll have a lot of cars coming to a stop. But that's what makes light rail so expensive. I will say if this was, from the start, a bus rapid transit project, it'd be one of the biggest things in the world. And to make it work as well as the train, it would have to be elevated just as much, just as many miles. It would have to be off the roadway. And it would be in the calculation in the original 2011 analysis by the consultants was it would cost at least 80% as much as the light rail project does with all the debt financing and everything else coming along with it. And because a public transit vehicle, and Brian is really more qualified to address this than me, a public transit vehicle has to have an employee on it for some reason, unless it is in a very strictly controlled corridor. So you have to pay for a person on that vehicle, when that light rail vehicle can carry four times as many people as the largest bus we know we can buy, that is four times as efficient in terms of moving people in the same period of time. And you're having pretty close in the 10-minute headways, they're called, mm-hmm. periods between vehicles coming to a station. For a bus, that would have to be four times as often or just not carrying nearly as many people. And when you have, although the map shows a tiny part of Orange County, yes, is affected by this, but the UNC main campus, or is now called the main campus precincts, is by far the largest concentration of employees in Orange County, certainly in Chapel Hill, by far. And it's a world-class institution. I'm not an alumnus. Mark is, I know that. But I've come to admire that university greatly. The healthcare system is unfortunately a growth industry because we're all getting older and sicker. More and more people are going to try to get on that campus. They will try to get on the station areas that are coming out from the campus. But we need to be able to carry the most people in the shortest period of time. And to do that in a constrained roadway like 54 or 15501 near the university, Fordham Boulevard near the university, you have to take it off the roadway. And that's where it gets so expensive.
Light rail drew a lot of the attention, but there are a lot of other portions of the plan, and we want to get to what else is involved in this Orange County Transit Plan. Will you see some more bus service in your area? We'll get to that whenever we come back here on the WCHL Community Forum, talking Orange County Transit, connecting our region.
$500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. Students enrolled in at least 6 hours of curriculum programs at Durham Tech can access up to $2,000 over 2 years, then transfer to a four-year institution without college debt. Public school students are eligible, so go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box. Get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit.
To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Welcome back into the WCHL Community Forum. Orange County Transit connecting our region is the topic of the month. And, of course, light rail was a major portion of the Orange County Transit plan, but there is a lot more involved with that and trying to figure out how everything is going to connect to the light rail or just help you get around Orange County a little bit better. And I want to talk about the other portions of this Orange County Transit plan. So, Ed, we'll start with you again on this question, talking about beyond the light rail, what caught your attention most about the overall plan? How is it going to impact the county?
Well, one thing I've been involved with for a long time beyond being on council was Bus Rapid Transit. Actually was paid to research it 18 years ago for a client who is now the owner of a lot of land around what will probably be a rail station elsewhere in Chapel Hill, then Chapel Hill. And I rode Bus Rapid Transit, I think, now in five different places, some places I'm not sure it qualified as a rapid. That's a key thing. That word rapid is really essential. And one thing that caught people's attention about the plan as it's come out in 2017 is how the local share for the project, which is now priced at $125 million, was cut back to pretty much to planning and engineering money for this term, although there are other possibilities for coming up with funding. But I'll say getting the questions answered that planning and engineering will do are really important. People need to keep in mind this project is 5 years behind the light rail in terms of the chronology. It's a different kind of application. It's called a small start because it is less than $300 million, which I guess for some people is small. But I have a concern based on how complicated it will be where it's needed the most, which is getting through downtown Chapel Hill and the university, that it could – the price could edge up a whole lot. It came out of a planning process about 10 years ago between Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and the university, and that was when Carolina North was bubbling up, something that the town adopted as its first development agreement with UNC in 2009, this time 2009. And that was going to be the new campus. Mm-hmm. It was going to have a lot of people. Well, thanks to particularly to a change in the legislative climate, the money needed for that, particularly for the infrastructure, is not likely to be available from state sources, and there isn't really a other source for that. So the main driving force for that BRT project has dropped by the wayside. Right now, we still want to run it on MLK Boulevard because there's a lot of transit usage there, full buses, as Brian can attest. Bus after bus after bus, everyone standing room only. But just the critical part right now is figuring out how it gets through downtown Chapel Hill and the university because it is not normal transit. Right. It doesn't stop like everything else does. And if it was a rail line, it would be going up in the air over all those streets, but that's one of the reasons we aren't doing it there. We could really only do one really major project in this part of the region, and another less major one.
Well, Brian, I want to turn to you to talk about that BRT line as well, and just what are the options? There's a lot to take in there. I mean, I drive down MLK every day from Weaver Dairy on down nearly to the police department there, Estes Drive, and you've got people crossing the street there constantly trying to get over to the bus stops and buses seemingly on a fairly regular basis. What we see today, how would it be different if it was the full bus rapid transit? And I know there's a lot still to be really laid out in terms of details of it, but generally speaking.
Yeah. So, and just so folks understand too where we're at with the project, we've just released the request for qualifications for the environmental work and the preliminary design work for the north-south bus rapid transit project. So we're in very early stages for that, and I think some of the questions that you asked and that Councilmember Harrison brought up are things that are going to that we're going to work towards answering as we move through these phases of the project in coordination with the technical and policy committees that we've put in place along with a significant amount of community input. As we finished up the earlier phases of this study, I don't remember the number of community meetings that we had, but there were several of them, including our staff and the consultant team going out and walking through particular areas of the corridor to talk with folks about their interest and how this service might work. So I think our interest in this corridor, as Councilmember Harrison mentioned, it's the second busiest transit corridor in the community outside of the 54 corridor, which is being addressed by the light rail project that we spent quite a bit of time talking about. So our interest is beginning to develop in that corridor. It's a significant transportation corridor that's connecting park and rides on both ends, serves downtown Chapel Hill, serves the campus, serves the hospital, and I think most interesting to us, along with everything else that's in that corridor, as we get moving with this, this is the start of what we would envision as being a system. So it could be expanded. You can go south into Chatham County. You can go north further into Orange County, making some perhaps interesting connections to the Hillsborough Hospital area and those areas. And then also looking east-west and within Chapel Hill and Carrboro as well, too, and beginning to make some connections there. So this project is designed to integrate with the light rail project as well, too. So it's going to be able to take folks from both the north and south ends of the community and from the park and rides in those locations to the campus area for to be able to serve this as well, too. So I think I answered part of your question, but not all of it. You ask how it would be different within the corridor. Well, we're running buses every 3 or 4 minutes within that corridor already today. So we're basically running bus rapid transit without the rapid part to it, as Councilmember Harrison mentioned. So likely what would be different is, and again, this will be determined as we move through the environmental and the design phases, is there'll be sections of that corridor where we have some form of dedicated right-of-way and or some type of signal priority at intersections that allows the larger transit vehicles either a priority or an advantage over folks that are utilizing their personal automobiles to be able to move folks more quickly and reliably through that corridor. So today, service is running every 3 or 4 minutes, but it's not as reliable as a result of traffic and other challenges. With the implementation of BRT, it would be one of those where you wouldn't have to think about using the bus in that corridor. You simply walk out to the bus stop. You'll likely see a bus coming down the street, or you're waiting a matter of minutes. You hop on the bus, and you're able to get downtown, get to campus. You're able to get out to Southern Village, and perhaps at some point in time beyond that, if you'd like to do that. So.
Well, can I add one datum?
Yes.
Dedicated right-of-way means there is a single lane, maybe two, going both directions, but at least one going one direction, that is only for the buses in that bus rapid transit system.
So
a lot of people will be looking at pavement that doesn't have anything in it, except that the buses are coming every 5 minutes, you'll be seeing them.
Right.
But it pulls, it either adds a lane to that road, which is challenging in itself, mm-hmm. or takes one away. In either case, that's expensive.
Yes.
Particularly adding the lane is called constructing a new lane somehow in that road.
Right. Somehow, I think, being an interesting
part of that. Think about that going through downtown and main campus.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, we're talking about interconnecting of these routes. If you are able to get the BRT fully operating the way that you would imagine, eventually, you know, with light rail and with other buses around Chapel Hill, you're talking about getting to. But getting out into the county a little bit, Commissioner Price, looking at the transit plan overall, what was there that beyond the light rail that maybe was encouraging for you, or is it just seeing the light rail take away funding from other things that you were hoping for?
Oh, I think, you know, we're working towards a comprehensive plan. This is going to kind of, my answer is going to be a little off from what you asked. But, for example, I met Matthew Clark the other day, and he has asked to meet with me, and we're going to discuss a lot of things to assure the connectivity. Mm-hmm. I mean, there just because, you know, the way it looks now has, you know, we have issues, but we can work them out. We're going to try to work them and at least address them. So he admitted that there were some areas that needed work, and that's what we're going to do. So I think, you know, we already have the 420 that runs up to all the way up to Cedar Grove. We're going to try to, we've got, we now have a transit person, a department in the county.
Who's, and some new buses or new drivers coming
New drivers.
In the recommended budget.
Right. So I think there's people's voices have been heard, and we really are going to work towards that, doing more between, you know, to connect Eflin to Hillsborough, not just to go from Mebane to Durham, but, you know, the folks that live inside of Orange County. We do have the Hillsborough Hospital, as you mentioned, and Durham Tech, and we've got more students in high school that want to attend the middle college at Durham Tech, or just, you know, just anybody that graduates high school that wants to take courses there. So we, you know, we're creating a focal point of a destination. And with more buses coming in and out of those destinations, be it, you know, that part of Hillsborough or downtown Hillsborough, Cedar Grove, Eflin is growing. You know, we've got an economic development district coming, and we're going to need that transit, whether it's bus or bus rapid transit or even light rail. You know, as long as it's all connecting, so that a developer and someone that's in economic development will feel good about citing an industry or business somewhere, for example, along 85 or 70, because people and goods and services will be able to get to and from. So, I mean, I'm actually encouraged. With the bus rapid transit, with the more buses, the frequency and more stops, I think that's going to help people in and around the county.
Commissioner Markopoulos.
So the part of that half-cent sales tax as part of this agreement allotted a certain number of bus hours to Orange County, and I can't remember the exact number, but so far since, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years, about 75 or 80% of those bus hours have been allocated. So there's been a great improvement because of this plan, and it's evolving. So working on the stops, more stops along the 70 corridor from Mebane to Durham. One fact that people should remember is that these buses are not full right now, right? And so I asked, Theo Lettman, our new transit guy, when would this system be mature as it is? And he said probably 4 to 6 years. So we've gotten a lot done, and we're on the way, and it's because of this transit plan.
Right.
Yeah, I just add to that is we all, especially the transit providers in the area, know that there's quite a bit of unmet need. We know in Chapel Hill and Carrboro, as a result of the partnership between the towns and the university, we have a pretty good transit system. If you look at our ridership per capita, those sort of things, we've done some pretty good stuff. But we also know that we've got some significant holes that we need to fill as well, too. We're one of the only urban systems that's operating operating probably within our region, probably a system of our size operating throughout the country that doesn't operate Sunday service. We have very limited Saturday service, nights and weekends. So we know there's holes there. And again, the Orange County Transit Plan was never designed, at least from my perspective, in the conversations I've been involved over the years, to solve all of those problems, but it was a significant step forward to solving some of them. And one of the things that we've committed to doing, along with GO Triangle, in coordination with Orange County and other partners, is to develop some short-range transit planning efforts that help better identify what some of those shortfalls are and how we might address those, somewhat using perhaps Orange County transit plan money in the cases of services that are operating within our area, perhaps other resources as well, too. And thanks to some of the investments that have been made through the transit plan, we've been able to make investments in our transit system that we wouldn't have been able to do without this funding. And it doesn't solve all of the problems, and some of the investments, I wouldn't say have been big things where you go out and you cut ribbons over sort of thing. But since 2013, we've done things such as extending night service, which for those that have been around for a while, when the university used to shut down, would close, graduation would end, there are several routes that would stop operating service in the evenings and wouldn't start up again until August when they returned. And many folks found that incredibly frustrating. I was one of them. We were able to extend that service. We've been able to add some Saturday service. We have several investments that are coming up for FY18 that are part of our recommended budget that will include improvements to the peak hour service and midday service on the north-south route. That will add the Saturday V, which the V route operates on weekdays now, but doesn't operate on Saturdays. So it operates between Southern Village, Campus, and Meadowmont. And so we'll be able to add that service on Saturday. And then also adding a service on the CW route, which comes out of Carrboro, which today, during peak hour when the university is in session, we're leaving people at stops as a result of the ridership demand in that area. So we'll be able to basically double the AM and PM frequency on that route as part of our FY18 improvement. So again, they don't solve all of our problems, but again, I would just note that these are investments that we've been able to make without having to utilize property tax or vehicle registration fees to be able to do that.
Well, we've got a lot more to get to on the WCHL Community Forum, talking Orange County Transit, connecting our region, here on 97.9 The Hill.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit.
To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
$500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. Students enrolled in at least 6 hours of curriculum programs at Durham Tech can access up to $2,000 over 2 years, then transfer to a four-year institution without college debt. Public school students are eligible, so go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box. Get ready to do great things.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Welcome back into the WCHL Community Forum here on 97.9 The Hill. I'm Blake Hodge. We've got Chapel Hill Town Councilman Ed Harrison, Orange County Commissioners Mark Markopoulos and Renee Price, and Chapel Hill Transit Director Brian Litchfield talking transit for you this month in the WCHL Community Forum. And last segment, Brian, we were talking about things going on with Chapel Hill Transit and then some bus service in the county as well with Orange Public Transit, which is relatively still in its infancy, I think we could safely say. What benefit does it do to have Chapel Hill Transit here and the kind of sophistication of Chapel Hill Transit and being a system that's been around for a while and has gone through some of those growing pains, how does that help in the planning for Orange Public Transit? What kind of interaction is there between y'all?
Sure. I think it's a good question. Interesting to hear Chapel Hill Transit be called sophisticated. So as someone that just signed the order to help dispose of 16 buses the other day, of which most of them were from 1995 through 1998, I wasn't feeling very sophisticated. So we've definitely had our growth challenges, and I think and we've been able to meet those as a result of the partnership between the town of Chapel Hill, Carborough, and the university. I think we've got a growing relationship between Chapel Hill Transit and the Orange Public Transit staff. I think, as both the commissioners mentioned, I now have a full-time transit manager on staff, and had the opportunity to not only meet with him, but representatives from the county manager staff recently to talk about how we work and plan better. In the past, yes. I think some of the conversations have been, we have Chapel Hill Transit that serves Chapel Hill, Carborough, and the university, and we've got Orange County Public Transit, or OPT, that serves everything else, and that's kind of that's it. They do their thing, and we do our thing, and it hasn't it's not been perhaps as open as an open and beneficial relationship as it could be. So I think, again, we're in the early stages of having those conversations, but I think there's an interest not only from the staff level, but also from the community to say, how can we make this work? So again, we've got Orange County or OPT buses that travel through our service area to serve folks on the southern end of Orange County, driving past our buses and our folks, and sometimes bringing people in. And there's just a lot of stuff that you look at it and you go, man, we could do this better if we were perhaps coordinating and collaborating on a different level. So I think those are conversations that we'll continue to have. I mentioned the short-range transit plan earlier that we're going to do. We're going to kick that off in August. So a few short months away. And in addition to the partners that I mentioned of the town of Carborough, the university, and Chapel Hill, we'll be engaged with Orange County and their staff in developing a piece of that as well, too, because we have interest in how we make those connections, not only within Chapel Hill and Carborough, but how do we help folks get in and out of our communities. And we also have many of the Orange County services facilities are within Chapel Hill as well, and finding ways to make connections to those and help people get to and from them regardless of where they live in the county. So we're starting to have more of those conversations, and I'm hopeful as a result of the positive response that I've seen from the OPT staff and from the representatives from the county manager's office.
Other the commissioners, Mark Hopless.
Well, I just want to add one thing to this. I live out in rural southwest Orange County. People always say Northern Orange or Chapel Hill, right? Well, there's a lot of western rural Orange County. And Highway 54 west goes out through there. And I'm 11 miles from town. And I can be at the intersection trying to pull onto 54 during rush hour. And I can sit there for over 2 minutes often during rush hour, and that is one area that I think we really need to get some bus service and the park and ride lot out there, bringing people into town, especially like basketball games and football games. It's a sort of an overlooked area. Everybody's been really focused on, well, let's take Northern Orange, right? But anyway, that's some low-hanging fruit for moving people out there.
Commissioner Price, do you have anything to add on to that kind of growing relationship between OPT and Chapel Hill Transit?
Well, I hope it continues to grow because we need it. And I think it really helps our communities. I mean, we do have a rural buffer, you know, on both, you know, around Chapel Hill and a buffer around Hillsborough. But that shouldn't be a division between the communities. We have people that are moving from Chapel Hill once the kids are grown, I guess, and then they're coming to Hillsborough. People going back and forth. So, and besides, Hillsborough is the county seat, you know.
And it's growing rapidly. I mean, they've approved a lot of new homes up there. And, you know, Mayor Tom Stevens has told us they're at about 6,000 now, and he thinks they could
around
12,
Way
down the road. But that's a lot of new people needing service.
It is. It is. And with that growing. But I think this it just makes sense. I mean, it's obvious to me, you know, when you look on the map to see how, you know, the close relationship between Chapel Hill and Durham. But Chapel Hill and Carrboro are in Orange County, and we really should do more to try to connect all of our communities. And I'm really encouraged that we now have a transit department and that the Chapel Hill Transit and Orange County are working together.
You know, we're talking about what's located just strictly in our community, but Ed, you've got a lot of work with Go Triangle as well, and that's certainly not anybody to leave out of this conversation. So how does that get incorporated as well?
Well, I just one note about Go Triangle. I chair the Operations and Finance Committee, and so I'll hear again this year at some point that the most heavily used route that Go Triangle has is from Hillsboro to the UNC campus in the morning and back in the evening, the heaviest by far. And a nice interlocal agreement worked out to use a Chapel Hill Transit bus because that's the buses are right along the way and a little exchange of cash between the agencies. But it's something. Go Triangle does have a role. Go Triangle also has full buses going from downtown Chapel Hill to Raleigh and to Durham. Has a bus now
from Carrboro.
From Carrboro, yeah. That was one I got asked about a long time ago. And I said, well, it's kind of Carrboro's game to step up, and they did. And you have a Carrboro alderman, Damon Siles, who can talk all about it and will. But that's, I mean, Go Triangle is a player in Orange County. And one thing that folks didn't understand, they're conceiving of the number of people that need to be moved in to Chapel Hill for work as being only that busload that is coming, say, between Durham and Chapel Hill every day. And Mark mentioned potential of a new park and ride lot in western Orange County, which makes sense to me. Someone's got to pay for it. But a whole lot of the delivery, the bulk delivery to the main campus from outside of Orange County and outside of my part of Durham County is through park and ride lots, one of the biggest in the state at the Friday Center. Which is probably under the light rail plan is not going to survive as a park and ride lot. It will be a train station instead of the park and ride further into Durham County. But that's how the delivery happens. And the movement, and Brian knows better than I do, the movement of buses out of the Friday Center, particularly in the morning rush hour, is about the heaviest in this part of the state. Before there was light rail in Charlotte, probably, you know, that was heavier for buses, but that is extremely heavy bus movement. And that's people coming from other counties. UNC main campus has people probably coming from over 20 counties and even the state of Virginia to work.
Well, we have got one more segment. We'll try to wrap everything up. It's been an interesting conversation, as always, talking about transit and trying to get around our county and our region. So we will wrap it up whenever we come back here on 97.9 The Hill, the WCHL Community Forum, Orange County Transit, connecting our region.
$500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. Students enrolled in at least 6 hours of curriculum programs at Durham Tech can access up to $2,000 over 2 years, then transfer to a four-year institution without college debt. Public school students are eligible, so go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box. Get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit.
To foodies.
To innovation.
To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit open2.biz.
Welcome back to the WCHL Community Forum, brought to you by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Chapel Hill is open to education, arts, and culture, and exploring the natural world. We're a diverse place that appreciates our past and looks forward to our future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. With many green building features, the state-of-the-art 20-acre Orange County campus of Durham Tech helps Orange County residents do great things as they pursue their education, workforce training, and lifelong learning. Now, back to the WCHL Community Forum.
Welcome back into the WCHL Community Forum here on 97.9 The Hill, Orange County Transit, connecting our region, the topic of the day, and wrapping up here, looking at everything we've talked about so far, the light rail project, that final vote to move forward with that, of course, still waiting on the FTA approval to physically and formally move forward with that. But I want to start with Commissioner Price, as we've talked about the divide that there was, not just a Northern Orange, Southern Orange divide, even within Chapel Hill, Carrboro, people that wanted the light rail, people that did not want the light rail. It's one of the more evenly split things I've seen through the time trying to keep up with things going on around this area. So how do we keep everybody involved and wanting to be involved and trying to accomplish one goal for the county after some people just didn't get what they were hoping for out of this?
Well, a couple of things came to the fore as we were discussing that people felt that they weren't getting all the information. There was issues of transparency. Are we getting what we asked for? One of the things also was that the plan kept changing. It was like every day we had a different plan, and people felt that they weren't getting the full truth. So I think as we continue to keep the same people engaged and continue to invite people to the table to talk about it, not to be told what this is what's going to happen, but what are the needs and what are your concerns? How can we address them? As I said, Matthew Clark has asked to meet with me. He's in his past, he said he was like with the People's Alliance and some other organizations. Mm-hmm. So he's very much concerned about what people think as well.
Yeah. Can I identify him? Matthew Clark is the new government relations director for Go Triangle, and he is a community activist in Durham. That's how I met him, actually.
Yes, I think I met him sometime long ago. But anyway, just that, and I hope that's not just to try to appease this, opposing commissioner. If he's, I'm trusting that he is sincere about what he wants to do, and so that is a step. I'm not the type of person that is going to sit there and hold a grudge against the forces that be. We continue to work together on it. So I'll do my best to try to work with Go Triangle as I have in the past. I'm involved in other transit related projects anyway. But I think what's going to be of concern, though, is that is the funding. Mm-hmm. Even though they lifted the cap, that doesn't mean that the state's going to give us the money. And with the federal government, just because, they propose guidelines, it doesn't mean that the federal government is going to give money to Orange and Durham counties. So I'm hoping that as we continue to go along, that the plan remains flexible yet still comprehensive, that we continue to look to the long term, and that, if we have a route and we can't put the train in right away, that we have an alternative, that we still have transit going there as well. And, if we're going to start talking development proposals along the guideways, that that can work with or without the light rail at that point in time. So I'm hopeful that we can keep the lines of communication open and continue to work towards results, good results for everybody.
Commissioner Markopoulos.
And as the issue unfolded, as we came down the home stretch of the vote, I realized that one way or another, I was going to have to explain my views to a lot of disappointed friends and supporters. Had friends and supporters on both sides of the issue. Understandably so, because it was very complex. And it was moving quickly, as Renee said. The plan was changing due to the fast-track schedule that the FTA sort of imposed on us. And at any rate, I think the best way forward is what I've tried to do is just tell the truth about the plan. I went to the bank yesterday. I saw a friend of mine in the park lot. Hey, how you doing? First thing she said was, I got a problem with that light rail plan. Voted for it. And so I spent a half an hour in the parking lot talking to her. And she left going, oh, I see. I understand. It's not going to take money from education. There actually were experts who who studied this and decided it was a good place to put it. You know, there are just so many misconceptions and so many information voids that I think all we can do is move forward, continue to tell the story of what it can accomplish and why it has been accepted and why it got to this point. It's been worked on for a long time by a lot of very committed and smart people. So, you know, it'll all work out. I mean, some people, you know, it's like the Civil War, you know, I think some people will never lay down their banner.
Well, Councilman Harris, I want to bring you into this as well, because there's only one way this ultimately works overall as a transit plan, and that's if people use it. But we certainly seem to have a community that is engaged and in transit and wants options. So from the Go Triangle perspective, from Chapel Hill's perspective, what are you hoping to see moving forward with this?
Well, I'm hoping the funding comes through and everywhere it can. And I'm also hoping that we make some progress. That Mark and I heard a lot about this morning, I have for some years, on what was described as transit-ready development. The consultant team that Go Triangle and Chapel Hill and Durham and the Council of Governments are paying for is not calling it transit-oriented, transit-dependent, anything else, transit-ready development. And it can be applied anywhere in our urban areas that makes sense. So I'd like to see some progress on that they will be reporting back to Chapel Hill Town Council on the 12th of June, same night as the budget. Met with a bunch of advisory boards, including some tabling with the boards last night. But that's something I'd like to see progress on. I'd like to just keep through the transit partners, keep making progress on getting our due funds. Hope that we have a successful participation. I hope I'm part of that with Orange County and Go Triangle and implementation agreement for the plan. So that's upcoming in the next half year, probably. We'll see. But that's some of the next steps for me.
Great. Well, thank you all so much for all the work that you do trying to get everybody around Orange County and making those decisions. And Brian Litchfield, Chapel Hill Transit Director, Orange County Commissioners Renee Price, Mark Markopoulos, Chapel Hill Town Councilman Ed Harrison, certainly bringing a wealth of knowledge to the discussion. Thank everybody for joining us today here on the WCHL Community Forum on 97.9 The Hill. Topic of the day, Orange County Transit connecting our region. Don't forget, you can get this audio over at chapelboro.com if you missed any of the conversation today.
This month's WCHL Community Forum was presented by the Town of Chapel Hill Economic Development. Its mission is to support opportunities to put Chapel Hill's people to work and create economic prosperity for all, now and in the future. More at opentobusiness.biz. And by Durham Tech. $500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. So go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box and get ready to do great things.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to the arts.
Chapel Hill is open to diversity.
To education.
To collaboration.
To transit.
To foodies.
To innovation. To progress.
To the environment.
To light rail.
To craft brews.
To affordable housing.
To city parks.
To kids.
To connectivity.
To business.
To culture.
To green.
To smart growth.
Chapel Hill is open to family.
Chapel Hill is open.
Chapel Hill is open to you.
For more information, visit opentoo.biz.
$500 scholarships are now available at Durham Tech for any Chapel Hill, Carrboro, or Orange County High School resident who graduated from their local high school in the past year. Students enrolled in at least 6 hours of curriculum programs at Durham Tech can access up to $2,000 over 2 years, then transfer to a four-year institution without college debt. Public school students are eligible, so go to durhamtech.edu and type Connect Funds into the search box. Get ready to do great things.